Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, and I am my weekly, bi-weekly, sometimes tri-weekly Facebook Live. Today's topic is, will they take my home? Are they going to take my home away? The answer to that is very complicated and yet at the same time very simple. So the short answer is maybe. The longer answer is depending upon the circumstances. And the other possible answer is no, but maybe. Glad to have you with us. As you know, I'm Bob Scrivano, your host here on Facebook Live. Glad to have you with us. Always talking about the issues of aging. So today's subject is a result of a phone call. And I get this phone call all the time. I get this phone call hundreds of times, thousands of times in my career. And are they going to take away my home? Will they take away my home? So I have a client whose mom and dad are, dad was in a nursing home, mom is now going to a nursing home, so they're both in nursing homes. They're in different nursing homes, and Medi-Cal is going to pay. And the question that was raised was, are they going to take our home away? Are they going to take mom and dad's home away? And the simple answer is no, because since 2017, the state doesn't, with one small exception, doesn't recover if you're in a nursing home on Medi-Cal. And the small exception, it could be a big exception depending on your circumstances, is if you have a probate estate. So normally, if the house is in joint tenancy or tenants in common, or there's no probate or community property, or it's in a properly drawn trust, then normally there's no recovery. Notice I said normally. And the reason why is because there could be a probate estate. But normally, if someone's in a nursing home on Medi-Cal, you're not going to lose your house. They're not, the state is not going to come in and take your house away. And that's been true since 2017. But let me tell you how you can lose your house. Here's how you can lose your house. And I have seen this happen a couple score of times, maybe more. I don't know. In 30 years, I've seen it happen more than once. And here's how it happens. Mom and dad have $200,000 and a house. In fact, I just got a phone call today, literally 15 minutes before I went on, from a client asking me this question. Anyhow, so mom and dad have a house and they have a couple hundred thousand in the bank, and dad develops dementia, and mom and dad plan for a rainy day. They don't have long-term care insurance, but they have... they have money in the bank. So I had a client the other day called me and said, you know, so-and-so's gone into assisted living. Is there anything I can do? And I said, how much is assisted living costing you? And they said $6,800 a month. So assisted living for dad only is $6,800 a month. Now here's how people can lose their house. Medi-Cal's not going to take it. You are. And here's how. So let's call 6,000 times 12 is 72,000. So if mom and dad have 200,000 in the bank, in two and a half years, mom is out of money. She can't pay for dad anymore. I'm going to give you two scenarios. Scenario number one is dad doesn't die. Dad still stays in assisted living. And nobody's helping pay for that. Medi-Cal doesn't pay for that. With very small exception, the VA doesn't pay for that anymore or help with that anymore. The VA took away that benefit last year in 2018, in October of 2018. Or pretty much took it away. It's called aid in attendance. Not completely, but pretty much for most veterans. So all mom's got left is a house. And mom's got to keep paying $70,000, $80,000 a year for assisted living. What's the only asset mom has left? The house. I got a phone call today from someone who lost a spouse. And that spouse on their pension plan put down the 50% option. So mom living at home, instead of getting all of dad's pension, is going to get half of dad's pension. Her income has gone down by a bunch. In fact, her income now is not as big as her monthly bills, most of which is a mortgage. So she's going to be faced with maybe having to do a reverse mortgage to get her mortgage paid off so she has enough every month to live on. But let's go back to Dad lives, and he continues to live for another 2, 3, 4 years. Where's the money going to come from to pay for Dad? It comes from one of two places. Mom does a reverse mortgage, and she uses that money, if she can get one, she uses that money to pay for another year or two or three of Dad's care. If Mom dies during that period of time, the kids wind up selling the house to pay off the reverse mortgage. So the answer is, are they going to take my house away? If you're worried about the state doing it, the answer is, no, probably not. But you could lose your house to bad planning. You could lose your house to not planning for long-term care. You could lose your house to not planning for how much it costs to take care of someone. In-home care folks cost $12,000 to $15,000 a month for round-the-clock care. That's $150,000 a year or more. Where's that money going to come from? Out of your house? Out of savings? Well, I want to stay home, Bob. Great, I want you to stay home. It's going to cost you $100,000 to $150,000 a year for a caregiver to stay home. Where's that money going to come from? Well, we'll have to sell the house. So you're going to lose the house because you didn't plan, you didn't think this would ever happen to you. So the short answer is, can I lose my house? Yes. You can lose your house through bad planning. You can lose your house through no planning. You can lose your house through not believing that long-term care is ever going to happen to you or your grandma or your grandpa or yourself. You're probably not going to lose it to the state. That's a false fear. If you need Medi-Cal to help pay for a nursing home, in 98% of the cases, maybe more, I don't know, 98% of the cases, your home is no longer going to be subject to an estate recovery. But you can lose your home to long-term care costs because of poor planning. For more help, get a hold of me. You have all my contact information right here on Facebook. Share this with someone else. Get in to see me. Get to an upcoming workshop. Go check out my website. But make sure you don't lose your home to bad planning. So the answer to the question is, are they going to take my home? Probably not. But it's possible for you to lose it to the cost of long-term care as a result of poor planning. Thanks so much for joining me. Look for future Facebook Live broadcasts right here at Assets and Aging, right here on my Facebook page. So long. Have a great day, and we'll see you at an upcoming workshop or on my radio program soon. Thanks so much for joining me.